मैं भी घर जाने की जल्दी न करती शाम से पहले। मैं भी घर जाने की जल्दी न करती शाम से पहले, कभी डरती नहीं मैं भी अगर औरत नहीं होती।
The world just celebrated International Women's Day with big promises, heavy duty speeches, discounts, processions, what not. Investing in women, accelerate progress was the theme of the day this year, putting a spotlight on the essential and inseparable roles of decent work and gender equality. Fair enough. Let's talk about women in India and let's start with the bare essentials for their survival. How safe do women feel in this country, in this day and age, when slogans like Nari Shakti, Beti Bachao are freely thrown around? Or the least, how freely are we able to at least talk about the issue? Hi, you're listening to On Manorama's Explainer Podcast Newsbreak, a weekly show that breaks down news in a clutter-free manner. This week, me, Deepa Soman, and my colleague Anju S. Kunjumon look into a subject that can be boring to anyone who hasn't borne the brunt of it: women's safety in India. Anju, among the numerous news items of atrocities against women, we also read how a 28-year-old Spanish tourist was gang-raped in India and how the National Women's Commission chief Rekha Sharma slammed a US writer for calling India unsafe. Adding to that is National Crime Records Bureau data, which says that an average of one rape takes place every 6 minutes in our great country, which means approximately 100 rapes in a single day. Most women we know are subjected to catcalls and snide remarks, groping, numerous forms of sexually charged attacks regularly. But do you think people pay enough attention even if we talk about such issues?
Well, I think in our country, talking about sexual attacks or assaults is considered a bigger sin than the attack itself. It stems from the age-old thought that women should remain silent on any kind of issues they face, and that's what the so-called good girls do, right? That's why we see even women sitting in powerful positions, like the NCW chief herself, slamming those who are opening up about the truth of it. We shouldn't forget that it's only recently that most of our women gained the courage to talk about such assaults that happened to them even 20, 30, 40 years back. And even now, women refrain from filing complaints on various kinds of attacks they face because our legal system makes that a bigger ordeal than the attack itself.
Yeah, that's very true. Even the whole idea of hiding the name, face and details of women who faced assaults or even filed complaints exist in our legal system because such women and their families would face a hard time otherwise. Think about the Spanish woman, a 28-year-old biker who was gang-raped in Jharkhand. What did she do after the incident? She bravely posted the incident, revealing her face on social media with her husband, showing her injuries and bruises, and support poured in from all quarters. If we check the comments on social media about the incident, the victim blaming mostly comes from Indian profiles. That shows the difference in the thought process.
Yeah, exactly. It's not silence that won her justice. It's talking about it and addressing the problem. But unfortunately, many women aren't able to do so. I believe that being able to address and speak up is also a privilege for many women, which isn't fair. I might be able to speak about the same because I am an independent woman, but my mother wouldn't be able to because of various societal constraints and cultural norms. It's different for different women in our society.
Absolutely. And Anju, I'm sure you too have experienced similar episodes in your life, right? How vocal were you able to be about these experiences, and were there attempts to silence you?
Well, Deepa, I'm pretty sure there won't be any women out there who haven't faced such issues. I had such an experience just 2 days ago while I was leaving from work. It was around 8 p.m. and I was walking along the main road. There were two men aged 35 to 40, and as I passed by, one of the guys asked, "Kondu vidano," which means, "Do you want me to drop you off?"
Really?
Yeah, I was shocked for a second and wasn't sure if I had heard it wrong. But when I turned back and looked, one of the guys was staring at me. I just continued walking, not able to say anything back as it was night and there weren't many people around. I felt bad that I didn't react.
Yeah, I understand how scary that can be.
I know. And then there was another incident that happened to me 3 years ago while I was working as a radio jockey. I received an extremely vulgar message while I was doing the live morning show. I sat there for a few minutes extremely shocked, not knowing what to do as it was from a fake account. It bothered me a lot, so I decided to file a cyber complaint. Thankfully, police were able to identify the culprit. And it turned out to be a minor, a class 10 student.
That's really sad.
Yeah, I was shocked that a 15-year-old thought it was okay to send such an extremely vulgar message to a random stranger. But I'm happy that I decided to react that day and probably stopped him from repeating that to anyone else. But it's just that we won't be able to react every time, right?
That's true.
And what about you, Deepa?
As you said, time and again, I have had such experiences right from childhood. But the most striking was the assault I faced from a teacher who taught me in a school where I studied for 14 years. Sadly, I didn't even understand what was happening. I was barely 14 or 15. It took a long time to realize what was going on. Recently, some of my schoolmates also opened up to me that they also had similar experiences from the same teacher. But still, most of us aren't in a position to come out in the open and talk about it because our families fear it will affect the future of our siblings, and the trauma of thinking about the episode again is another mental barrier altogether. This is also one of the reasons why we should support the few women who garner the courage to open up about their bad experiences. Don't you think so?
Exactly.
Many people have no idea how hard a process it is, you know, not just for the woman, but for their families as well. And the predators often know this better than we do.
Yes, and there are also those who say, what if the woman is lying? Many women who talk about such episodes are just eyeing monetary benefits. What is the proof? And the like. According to the figures from National Crime Records Bureau, only less than 8% of all cases under investigation for rape were found to be false as per the data in 2022. You can't dismiss the suffering majority in the name of a few who are taking advantage of the loopholes in the system. And it's not limited to sexual assault cases alone either.
Very true. Why is this fake cases filing so bothersome just in the cases of justice for sexual assault victims, I wonder? Regardless, what do you think our society and system should do so that women can come forward bravely and file complaints or seek help if they go through attacks of any form? Moreover, what should women do?
Well, Deepa, like Kerala Women's Commission Chairperson P. Sati TV said a few months ago, the women's cell in police stations should be more effective. Often what we lack is not the support system, but the will to put them into action. Actually, nothing will change unless the men around us change and society changes. But unfortunately, I think waiting for men to change is a pointless exercise. Therefore, personally, I feel women should help themselves in the real sense of the word to stay safe. I know it's again asking us to do the extra work when it should have been the other way around. But it's better that we arm ourselves with legal awareness, stay vigilant, and talk openly about our experiences, whether anyone is listening or not, so that we can get justice. Because ultimately, it's a long battle.
I think so too. We should keep talking about it till the issue is not a stigma anymore. Don't you think so?
Yes, exactly.
At the end of the day, you can solve nothing by staying silent about it. Thanks, Anju, for sharing your observations with our platform.
Thank you, Deepa.
This has been On Manorama's News Break, an explainer podcast produced by Harita Benjamin with technical production by Idea Brew Studios. It comes out every week and is available on all podcast platforms. Do follow on manorama.com for all updates.